Pope Francis spoke during a Sunday Mass at St. Peter's Basilica to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the killings of up to 1.5 million Armenians by Turks in a long-disputed conflict. He called it a genocide, and not just any genocide, but the first genocide of the 20th century.
Sentiamo il grido soffocato e trascurato.
After a century, the killings are still a political fault line, with many Armenians arguing that they have been unfairly underplayed by historians and disputed by Turkey. Tonight on the Loudonville campus of Siena College, the educational and healing processes continue. Rafi Topalian is the chairman for the Capital District Armenian Genocide Committee.
We're looking forward to it, a nice discussion, because we will have many students from high school and college, and we invite the public at large to be part of this discussion and to contribute with comments or to learn, because not many people know about the Armenian genocide that preceded the Jewish Holocaust.
Some people wonder, who are the Armenians?
Our history goes back more than 5,000 years. We were the people of Ararat, people that originated from the valleys of the Mount Ararat, which is currently in the country of Turkey. We are the first nation to adopt Christianity in 301 AD. Currently, it's a landlocked country. It's south of Georgia, north of Iran, east of Turkey, and west of Azerbaijan. So it is a landlocked country of about 3 million people. The diaspora, because of the genocide of 1915 to 1923, there are some estimated to be about 10 to 12 million. We're probably in about 160-plus countries.
1.5 million Armenians call the U.S. home, with more than 5,000 in the Albany area. Topalian has initiated a dialogue with the local Turkish community, but concedes it may take even more time to heal old wounds. Tonight's free event will be complemented by a large reception. There is more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.